Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's that time in the morning where we check in on your good vibes. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah, we're just
checking in.
That we are. 585-252-9800. Good morning, good morning. Breeze, where's everyone at?
I know. Where are our friends at? Come through. Pop all the way off. Let's see. Where's Nico and Steve? Haven't heard from them in literally ages.
Long time.
Need to hear from you guys. Our girl Rebecca's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling good today because, well, I'm off of work. And I'm off of work until next Tuesday. Ready for a Bills win tonight? Go Bills.
Yeah, Bills are playing tonight, 8:15. Miami is visiting.
Yeah.
Bills are going to wreck them. Let's just call it right now.
Squish the fish, you know? Squish it. You got to do it. It's so important.
Thursday night games are so fun to attend, but it's just so hard because by the time you get home and we're up at 4, it's brutal.
Yeah, it really is. All right, who else is here? We have our girl Ashley weighing in. Ashley says, good morning. Feeling good today because I finally feel like I have my schedule handled and back to school is in full swing.
That it is.
That's great. We love that moment for you. It's hard to get your footing after, you know, being on summer break for, or at least your kids being on summer break for however long, 3 months?
Almost.
Well, I mean, it's definitely shortened over time. I think it's only like 2 now, but.
So when I was in Italy, my little cousin Giada she's 14, and she was leaving Saturday morning with her backpack. I go, where are you going? She's like, school. I go, you guys have school on Saturdays? She's like, yeah, Monday through Saturday. I go, hold on a second. Let me wrap my head around this. You guys go to school on Saturday morning. They're like, yeah, that's so common there. I had no idea. That's 6 days a week they're in school.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
All day. And you know what makes it even more painful is the fact that her and all her friends hate school. I'm like,
Saturday?
A Saturday morning, they go to school on Saturdays. Yeah,
that's my literal nightmare.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. For people that are like, you know, Americans live to work. They don't work to live. Okay, that's not the case when it comes to schooling, apparently.
Well, I'm sure they're still taking a 5-hour lunch.
Yeah.
Right.
They're like, so we're going to go in at 9. We'll be there till 12. We'll come back at 4 and then we'll leave at 5. Perfect.
Are your vibes through the roof? I mean, or has all of the excitement slowly started to settle?
Oh, no. I mean, my vibes are through the roof. I went on the boat yesterday. It was hot. I like literally almost jumped in the water. That's how hot it was. It was like 82.
Yeah.
So it was, I'm just glad that we're still utilizing the bow and, you know, the nice weather. Yeah, I'm excited for the Bills, and I think, yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a week, but it's been great.
Yeah,
truly great.
It has been. I feel like the week is definitely going by fast. I don't know for you guys too. There's been a lot going on, and yet Bills are playing tonight against the Dolphins. Excited for that. Had a nice dinner with my buddy Mark last night.
Wait, I was going to ask you, when you were in Italy, you couldn't watch the Bills?
No, I'd go on my phone and watch the highlights.
Mm. Yeah. So you missed that crazy game.
I missed it.
Oh my God, it was insane.
Yeah.
It was literally nuts.
I think it was like 2 something in the morning, my time. I can't remember the 6 hour difference. But yeah, I watched all the highlights with Bills and Ravens. It was very exciting. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can stream us live on the free Odyssey app. Oh, Halloween's creeping up on us. Breeze.
I know. Spooky season.
I know. Fall's hottest accessory. Goosebumps.
Ew. No, I have the egg.
This is written out for me. Okay. I got to do it. Right. The Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is officially back. It's scarier than ever. And it's not just a hayride this year. It's a nightmare on wheels, you guys.
Oh, my God.
There's a new haunted beer garden. So you can grab a drink to calm your nerves. It's 21 plus. Opening weekend is going to start next Friday, the 26th, in Williamson. You can get your tickets now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. If you want to snag a jumper pass, you can buy that online as well. And, you know, there's a lot of people that show up. You don't want to sit there for an hour and wait. Just cut the line. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, speaking of scary, yesterday afternoon, a body was found floating in the Erie Canal. The person's name hasn't been released, but we'll tell you all about those details because a lot of people, as of lately, we've been talking about it all summer, about how people are expressing how concerned they are about their safety. We'll talk about it next on PXY.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Music station.
98 PXY.
My sweet Dua Lipa on PXY Mornings.
No, you're obsessed.
I love her. This is tragic. So yesterday afternoon, you guys, a body was found floating in the Erie Canal. And the person's name hasn't been released as of yet, but they say it was a middle-aged to older man. And, you know, a lot of people as of lately have been expressing how concerned they are about safety. And someone called 911 around 2 p.m. yesterday after spotting the body in the water near Great Embankment Park in Pittsford. Are you familiar?
No. I'm not.
I'm not 100% exactly where that is in Pittsford. I know a lot of people have been told.
Sounds like there might be an embankment there.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just taking a shot in the dark.
Wasn't this in June or July where that creepy guy was exposing himself to women that were running on the trail or walking their dog?
Right by Simply Crepes.
Yeah. It was
nothing like getting a breakfast crepe and looking at some guy's genitals, you know?
Yeah, no, that's quite the Saturday morning. So the sheriff's office underwater search and recovery team worked with Pittsford Fire Department to retrieve the body, but the county's medical examiner's office is now working to identify who this individual is, and the circumstances of their death do remain unclear at this time, but the sheriff's office does not believe there's any threat to public safety. This investigation is still ongoing, but obviously this news popped up, and people, it was on social media, and people are. You could say, hey, no reason to be fearful. But people are in general. There's been a lot.
You don't know what happened to the guy.
Well, there's been a lot going on the canal. And they're still telling you, listen, if you're a single woman, you're walking, you're running, just, you know, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Try to walk in groups.
Absolutely.
Coming up on the show, yesterday I had the opportunity to connect with Breezy's fiance, Patrice.
What? Yeah, behind my back, nonetheless.
On the phone. Well, here's the thing, and I'll get to all of that, because she opened up to me about a few things that I found to be extremely important. And I was like, do you want to talk about it live on the air?
She's like, put me in, coach.
So she's going to join us and share what's been bothering her. My hope is that she's not super cagey about this. Is she getting cold feet? Is she having second thoughts?
Ma'am.
We'll talk to Patrice coming up next. It's Peaks Y Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to connect with Breezy's fiance, Patrice, on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know any of this, by the way. This is like news to me as of right now.
Well, Liz, let me explain that. She opened up to me about a few things that I found to be extremely important. And I know you don't know that, but yeah, I did call her because I was concerned when I saw her Tuesday night at your event.
Yeah.
She looked incredibly overwhelmed and concerned. It concerned me.
Oh yeah. She was unwell.
And my initial reaction was, I wonder if she's having second thoughts.
The big announcement Monday calls off the wedding Tuesday.
Let me get her on the phone. Patrice, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Patrice.
Hi, babe.
Hey.
Patrice,
hey.
Have there been any moments recently that made you step back and go, wait, is this really what we both want?
I mean...
She goes, absolutely.
Be honest.
Is this the time to do it?
No better time than right now.
Well, listen, you guys got engaged on August 29th, which was... That was all you.
Yeah.
You got down on one knee. The engagement looked beautiful. You did it right in front of a nice old tree.
Yes, I did.
And so the wedding is planned for 1 year later, August 29th. And when I saw you Tuesday night, you ran out of there and I'm like, what's going on? Are you okay? You're like, I have to go to therapy. And you just seemed extremely overwhelmed. But tell us why.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, therapy was pre-planned before all of this, but it just happened to work out at the perfect time.
So, oh, got it. Okay.
God's work. You know, we made the announcement. By we, I mean Breezy, made the announcement on Monday.
You also made a post. You also made a post.
Yes, I understand, but do I have the rights to my own Instagram? These things we don't know.
Well, speaking of, I mean, yes, Breezy, I know it was painful for her to sit on this news for 2 weeks and wait for me to come back, which, I appreciate that. And you came into the studio on Monday. We did the big announcement. You made a post on Instagram, and I noticed you completely shut off all the comments.
And the likes.
And the likes. And Breezy, the next day, came in and told me she took issue with that.
Oh, yeah. She took issue with that. I had to shut it down. Honestly, it was overwhelming. I appreciate all the love, all the support. Love that. However, for me, I'm not a social media influencer. I don't know if people know that about me, but I'm not. I don't even really – I get overwhelmed when I look at my Facebook wall on my birthday and there's 20 people wishing me a happy birthday. So
right.
1,000 people wishing you congratulations. I love it. I love the support. It's just a lot.
It definitely is a lot. I can understand how that can become overwhelming. And, you know, when you're going to marry someone like Breezy, who's constantly in the spotlight and constantly on social media. How do you balance that out?
Well, we're working through that right now, but I mean,
don't you get upset? Do you get like, you know, anxious when you're out together and you're trying to have a date night and you're going to dinner and she's on her phone and trying to just do an entire social media video about the restaurant she's at? How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not allowed to do that anymore, but.
I mean, that's not even my doing. That's other people's doing.
Right.
But I mean, we've had that conversation, you know, it's tough because there's, you know, behind the scenes of, we'll call her Breezy off air in our life. And then there's Breezy on air and there's a lot of overlap with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's easy for Breezy because that's been her life and that's the career she chose, but that wasn't my life before I met Breezy. So.
Sure. Are you two still aligned on what kind of wedding you want? Or, I mean, has there been any kind of disagreements as of yet?
Honestly, like, not. I mean, I you can speak for yourself, Patrice, but like.
Have we been up? If it were up to me, we would elope, but.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. I'm very well aware of, like, what I'm getting myself into with Breezy, so I think there's been a lot of compromise.
I was talking to my friends last night, and they were like, what is your guest list looking like? And we'll talk about this later on in the show, but I was like, it's a hard 150. Like, Patrice said 150 and no more. And I think that was a great compromise. I'm not going to invite every single person I've ever done anything with in my entire life. You know what I mean? But I have my core people there. And I think if we invite 150, probably 130 will show up. You know, 140 maybe. And we'll go from there. But it's a good size wedding. It's not a massive wedding, but it's not a small wedding either.
No, it's a good amount. It's the perfect medium.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
And there are going to be people, like, there's going to be people that don't show, like Breezy said.
A dream.
I thought you were going to say, like Breezy probably won't, but I'll be late for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's been hard for Patrice, and I think it's like such a weird problem to have, right? Like, I don't want anyone to take this as like ungrateful by any means on my end or her end. I'm not going to speak for her, but like, it's just, it's a lot. And I'm, like I said, I'm glad we had those 2 weeks to kind of just relish in it and enjoy it privately.
Sure. I think that was really important for you guys to do. And by the way, Patrice, if Breezy hasn't told you yet, I just want to let you know, I'm super proud of the way you've been handling the stress.
Thank you so much, Moose. That means a lot to me. And I appreciate everyone's love and support. I think, you know, there's a lot more behind the scenes that people aren't going to know that I have going on with myself.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, with happy times, there is also grief, and that's something I'm learning and working through. So.
That's right.
Thank you for being so open and honest and vulnerable this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you answering my call and coming on the air with us.
Anytime, Moose. Anything for you.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
Love you.
All right. Bye, Patrice.
I love you, babe.
She's like, I love you, Moose. Click. I'm like, wait, what?
She's grown on me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she is an incredible person. Obviously, I'm marrying her, so I'm a little biased. But when you first meet her, she's not everyone's cup of tea.
No.
Right?
So, I didn't like her. No, I didn't. I met her at Zoo Brew and she was so cold. Like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? That's like, what's going on? And just nothing.
She's very,
I barely got a hello.
Standoffish and very dry.
Yeah. She needs to be able to trust an individual first.
Correct.
Before she opens up to them.
Correct.
And, you know, that's totally.
And I think everyone can take a page out of her book. I'm just like, hey, guys. They're like, we want to use you for everything you have. I'm like, oh, okay. Which is not a lot, but
yeah,
we'll get you those Chaka Khan tickets. No worries.
All right, guys. What time is it? 6:47. Breezy, we're still very, very happy for you. I know this is very exciting. There's a lot to talk about. But we had to do a wellness check on your fiance.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
I had to because I care. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.